Whosoever believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. That's a picture of our breaking limit heritage in Christ. Think ye that I've come to destroy the law? No, I've not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Matthew 5:17. So everything in the Old Testament has been ratified into one with the New Testament by Jesus. So if you hearken to my voice and observe to do what I command you to do, I'll set you on high above all nations. That's breaking limit, my friend. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. You shall be above only. You shall not be beneath. That's breaking limit. You shall learn always and you shall not borrow. That's breaking limit. But God has made a provision that helps us to see who we are. Because God's word is a spiritual mirror that shows who we are in Christ. Amen. You see who you are from a natural mirror. So from the spiritual mirror, you see who you are spiritually in redemption. James 1:22-25. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, it's like unto a man that's beholding his face, his natural face, in a mirror, that glass is mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and so we forget what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and saw his picture, and continues therein, he not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. So the picture shows you what to do to actualize it. A doer of the work. What you know does not change you. What I know does not change me. It is what I do with what I know that does. For instance, you know that only hard workers become high flyers in the race of life. Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before me, man. Not a man that's loitering about. You know, without faith, even though Christ has paid for your total health, you cannot be healed. Do you believe that I, the Son of Man, am able to do this? They say, yeah, okay, according to your faith, get your healing. So your healing is according to your faith. According to your faith. According to your faith. Well, he became poor that with his poverty might become rich. That's okay. But what do you do to be rich? But thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. So you locate his covenant and engage with it. What's his covenant? Why the earth remain a sea, time and heaven shall not cease. So you just be singing 2 Corinthians 8:9 without a reality of it in your life, because you won't do the work that empowers you to actualize it. So the picture does not deliver itself. You walk the walk it demands, then you actualize it. Can I hear your amen? Yes, the word says you're an ambassador of Christ. That's okay. But how do you actualize that status? How do you enjoy the humility that comes along with it? You keep reconciling the lost back to God. Then you're a certified ambassador for Christ. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
So you have to do the work before you can actualize the picture. The picture is gorgeous. The picture is glorious, but you do the work. Let me tell you what part of these pictures are. You don't hear pictures, you see pictures. The word of the Lord, which Isaiah saw, which Isaiah the son of Amos saw, Isaiah chapter 2 verse 1, which Isaiah the son of Amos saw. So there are things to hear, there are things to see, and there are things to hear, there are things to read, and there are things to see. You see that in 1 John chapter 1. The things which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, and which we have looked upon, and which our hands have handled. You see it before you can handle it. You see it well before you can handle it well. You have to look upon it. 1970, I saw be redeemed as a priest and a king to reign on the earth. Nobody preached it to. I just saw it by myself. So I am redeemed a king. So anytime I wanted to go out, I would check, will a king go out like this? No, David, go and change. A king doesn't walk about with slippers in town. Praise God. The picture so imparted on my mentality that redemption does not make you an ordinary citizen. It makes you a king to reign on the earth. So I saw myself reigning as a king by redemption. That's how powerful pictures can be. And pictures stay much longer with you than words. So this morning we'll be checking through the mirror of the world who you are in redemption. It will change your approach to life forever. Praise God. Praise God. I lost every form of slavery mentality as early as 1970 by a picture from the world. By a picture. The picture of Jesus carrying my sickness and disease made me to cry, yay, I can never be sick. I saw him took my place like he took the place of Barabbas and death. And Barabbas went to throw him party. Jesus died in his place. Amen?
Amen.
A criminal. So I saw Jesus took my place in sickness and I concluded, it is once and for all. Every sacrifice of Christ is once and for all. It never returns. And so I took it. That's how powerful scriptural pictures can be. And Jesus said, as far as your eyes can see, unto you will I give it. Now, who am I from the mirror of the world? Who am I? What is the mirror of the world showing as my heritage in redemption? All things have passed away, all things have become new. What things have been made new by redemption in my life? Number one, you are redeemed a fruitful vine and not a barren fig. Fruitful vine. You are born into a most fruitful family. Isaiah 5 verse 1. Now will I sing to my well-beloved. And you know we have been accepted in the beloved through redemption. A song of my beloved touching his vineyard. So he's the owner of the vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard and a very fruitful hill. We are here in Mount Zion. God's most fruitful here. Amen. But my people are going to captivity because they have no knowledge. You are redeemed a fruitful vine. No aspect of your life is permitted to be fruitless. Therefore, from now, every aspect of your life is declared fruitful. If you look at that Deuteronomy 28, I'm beginning from verse 1 to 13, you see the fruitfulness of God's agenda for his people. As you observe to do all that he commands you, all these blessings will come to you and overtake you if you will hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all that he commands you. You shall be blessed in the city. You shall be blessed in the field. Amen. Your storehouse shall be blessed. Everything about you is ordained to be fruitful in redemption. Everything about you, everything about me is ordained to be fruitful. He said, in the fruit of your body. Your body is ordained to be fruitful. He redeemed us from the curse of the law to bring us into the blessings of the law. So Jesus redeemed us to be free from verse 14 to 66 and be brought into the blessings of verse 1 to verse 13. Praise God. the causes are listed from 14 to 66. He redeemed us from the valley and brought us into the blessing of all round fruitfulness in verse 1 to 13. That's the verdict of Galatians 3, 13 and 14. So you are ordained a fruitful vine, not a barren fig. So your walk shall be fruitful. Your body shall be fruitful. Your storehouse shall be fruitful. Your going out shall be fruitful.
Amen.
Your coming in shall be fruitful. That's your picture.
That's
Jesus said. Number two picture that we find that points out are breaking through heritage or limit breaking heritage is the fact that you have been redeemed as a lifeless stone, an untouchable entity. He said, ye also, as lifeless stones, are built up a spiritual house. You know, we are God's building and holy priesthood. So, what is this stone like? I'll lay in Zion a stone. Whosoever trusts in him shall not be ashamed. Wherefore, so it is contained in scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he that believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And his name is who? Jesus. The church is built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, anyone that comes against this stone is broken in pieces. Anyone against whom it falls is grinded to powder. Powder. So redemption confers dominion on your life. Makes you untouchable by the devil and his agents. Makes evil to bow at your gate. See yourself as a rock of offense. You hit at me, you scatter. A rock of offense after the order of Christ. So any witch, any wizard that is eyeing you for destruction gets destroyed in your place. Any agent of the devil blocking your way forward, saying your picture of a living stone after the order of Christ, they all cleared the way for you today. So shall it be. So you are not here to struggle for survival. You are not here at the mercy of the devil. The devil is on at your mercy. What you don't allow him, he can't do it. Can I hear your amen?
Yeah.
Some miscreants entered our premises in the old church. And I said, Jesus, I smite them with leprosy. With madness. They didn't get anything out of the place. Nothing. We got to the office in the morning, 8 o'clock. The first mad boy was brought. Dressed, going to work. After he failed attempt in the night, took his dress on the street, tore it. So they caught him like a mad dog and brought him to the premises. I don't know why they brought him there. And I wanted to pray. Jesus said, don't. You told me to do it. You told me to do it. Now, to show it's no joke, at 10 o'clock, or thereabout, they brought the second one. I said, Jesus, I need to go home. Amen. That's the meaning of a rock of offense. Don't touch. So I release you today as a touch not entity to your world. Anyone that sets his eyes on you to hurt you, get hurt in your place. In the name of Jesus. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment that you condemn, God will confirm. So what do you need to do? Build up. Build up a spiritual house. Build up yourself in the world. Enhance your divine nature content by the word, whereby are given unto us these exceeding great and precious promises, that we might be partakers of the divine nature. So build up. As you build up, your untouchable entity status keeps on being enhanced. We are built. Get built up. Get built up. It's vital. It's important. Get built up. An heir, when he's a child, differeth nothing from a servant until the time appointed of the father. It's not about age, it's about content. It's about what? It's about content. It's about content. He said, and from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith that is in Christ Jesus. It's about content. It's about content. The word content is what defines how stony your life is. Praise God. The word content. There is always what to do to actualize every picture from scriptures. There is always what to do. Number three picture is that every child of God is redeemed, an ambassador for Christ. An ambassador for Christ. An ambassador is the representative of his nation in another nation. So what you do to him, you are doing to that nation. That's why traffic police don't harass them. You are harassing the nation he represents. In 2 Corinthians 5:20, he said, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray thee in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled unto God. If you start from verse 18, every child of God in verse 17 has a ministry of reconciliation. Reconciling the world back to God. Engaging in soul winning. Amen. And so drafting. You win and draft them to church so they can be establishing the faith. Now, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, and has given us the word of reconciliation. So we are now ambassadors by engaging in the reconciliation task of redemption. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
The Samaritan woman didn't have to say, Jesus said, come and see a man who told me all I ever did. And they came. Same day she met Jesus. Same day she met Jesus. Same day she met Jesus. And many of the Samaritans believed on him. So every child of God is redeemed, an ambassador for Christ. I am the vine, ye are the branches. Every branch of me that bears fruit, he keeps fish, so can keep bearing more fruit. Everyone that does not bear fruit, he cuts off. You have not chosen, but I have chosen you, and I have ordained you that he should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should abide. So every child of God has that ambassadorial task, and it's the only way to actualize your ambassadorial status in the kingdom. Keep at it. My team and I were on the street yesterday, had very great time. They turned with 267 souls for the kingdom. Amen. Yes, I've been doing that for quite some time, but I began doing it on a business-like level since 1976. ever refreshed. The blessings, there is no money, there's no position that can attract it. Peace like a river, man. Joy unspeakable. Can't know depression. You know why? You are donating joy to heaven. You can't have sorrow on the earth. What you sow is what you reap. So I've kept my smiles since 1969. Can't find myself, Brother David, what's wrong? No. There is joy in heaven over us who don't repent. One of us sat down here in one of the services. I gave him the first tract in his life in 1969. Jesus loves you. Benue's home. He remembered the place where I gave it to him. He remembered the time I gave it to him. So when we had a meeting in 2014, he was telling me that the first tract he received in his life, I gave him. Sir, anybody planning to touch me is finished himself.
Yes, sir.
I'm representing the kingdom of heaven on the earth as an ambassador for Christ, reconciling the world back to God. It's not about title. It has nothing to do with title. It has nothing to do with I'm an apostle, I'm a prophet. It has nothing to do with it. If you're involved in reconciling the world back to God, whether you went to school or not, you're an ambassador for Christ. The dignity of the kingdom you represent follows you above. You know, you can toy with some ambassadors from some places, but not ambassador of America. Can you? They will fly to your house. Inside your bedroom. They say, who did? They say, Mr. Lagbaja. Okay. They will go with you. Okay. This is bedroom. This is the dining. This is the bedroom. Then they press the machine to his bedroom. You can't find him. Bedroom. You can't. With that, that is your may guard at the gate has no bearing. That's a bow and arrow stage. The world has left that place. For touching an American citizen, you pay. How much more for assaulting his ambassador? Any devil that touches you from today will pay for it. One, it will not succeed. His generation will pay for it. So I release you as a touch not entity to your world today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, he not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work that will help him actualize the picture he saw, that man shall be blessed. That means he shall walk in the reality of that picture. He shall walk in the reality of that picture. It's your turn. Amen. Amen. Finally, you are redeemed as a seed of Abraham for generational impact. For generational impact. Every child of God is a seed of Abraham. Galatians 3:29. And if you be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. By myself have I sworn that in blessing I will bless thee. In multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the seed of my seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of the enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed generationally. Because that's what is happening now. Because thou hast obeyed my voice. Up to tomorrow. You'll find the fingerprints of the seed of Abraham in every invention on this earth today. The Jews. Tiny but strong. The economy of Israel is stronger than all the nations. The blessing of Abraham is speaking generationally in his natural seed. How much more in his spiritual seed? Because the spiritual is higher than the natural. What's speaking here is the blessing of Abraham. I will curse him that curses thee, and bless them that bless thee. That's the blessing of Abraham. You can't stop it. So, God's hand is not limited to why you are here. It will be speaking years and years after you are gone.
Amen.
The blessing of God on your life will go down your generation. They be praying in the name of the God of their grandfather, their great grandfather, their great 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 grandfather. And God will be answering them.
Amen.
And Abraham was old and sickly in age. That's the blessing of Abraham. You shall be old and sickly in age. And the Lord has blessed him in all things. You'll be blessed all through the days of your life.
Amen.
And it will overflow to your generations after you.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning, blessed in the evening. Abraham's blessings. But if you are Abraham's seed, Jesus said, do the works of Abraham. Abraham was an ever ready, obedient servant of God. Ever ready, obedient servant of God. Get out of their country, Abraham departed. Circumcised all the male bones. As soon as God left speaking with him, he took a knife and started cutting everybody, beginning with himself. Take your son, your only son Isaac. He jumped, rose up early in the morning on his way to go and slaughter his only begotten son. Unreserved obedience was the lifestyle of Abraham. So for you and me to walk in the blessing of Abraham, we must begin to walk in delightsome obedience. Prompt obedience, not procrastinated obedience. Prompt obedience. Just walking with God after the order of Abraham to enjoy the blessings of Abraham. Said, don't be slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience obtain or inherit the promises. You have to know what they did and take steps after them to realize what came out of it. You have to. Walking with Jesus, I walk in the light. No darkness can cover me. Strengthened by His Spirit, I cross the Red Sea, shining my light into the glory land. You better wake up and walk in the light. This thing is sweet, sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. This thing is sweet, I can testify that from morning till night. Zero pressure. Sleep like a baby, wake up like a child of God, and just walk in the streets with a sense of dignity and honor. You will not suffer humiliation in your life again. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody has caught a word this morning that's taken to your next level. That word is taken to your next level. So you can't enjoy the blessing of Abraham without walking the steps of Abraham. You can't. You can't. You cannot. Arise, get down to Lagos, raise me people. I sent someone that same day. This is the place. I said, now, go ahead and begin to find out who wants to sell what. Same day. I would dedicate this sanctuary September 18, 1999. Following day, we were here. We started drawing the line. Following day. It was not in plan before. Prompt and delightsome obedience is your only gateway to Abrahamic order of blessing. You are not coerced. You are not under pressure. You are just enjoying it. That will be your portion from now.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Now, this is what it takes to assess your picture from scriptures. Be a man and a woman of the Spirit. You can't hear from heaven without being in the Spirit. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. You can't see the things of the Spirit without being in the Spirit. A natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them, but they can only be unveiled by the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Grace to remain a man and a woman of the Spirit. As you look through scriptures, as you stand in the place of prayer, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus.